It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, you've got to love a Friday because the weekend is here, and every weekend, Miss Lee, you've got to go and see a movie. So, you know.
It's a thing you've got to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a must. Yeah.
You and I love movies, and so it is. It's a great thing, and people love movies.
Miss Lee, we could have done this podcast on any day of the week, but we chose Friday.
Yep. Correct.
Right, because we want to go and see movies on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, over the weekend, and that's why we're here. That's why we have a Talking Flicks podcast.
It's not just because you and I want to chat, that's all.
Well, I mean, we love having a chat, don't you, Mr. Lee? And you know what? I love being with you on a Friday, you know? It just gives me this gives me this warm, tingly feeling inside. Do you get that too?
Yeah, in a bro type way.
Mr. Lee. Yeah. Mr. Lee.
You know what? I always look forward to seeing what you're going to have for lunch. That's what I like.
I know. You always try and suss me out. And I sneak it in a little baggie. And you always try and have a bit of a gawk, what I'm having.
And you won't show me.
Yeah. No, but I know you. Every week you're just bringing Chinese, so that's probably what you got to get today, right?
I do, actually.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm doing Chinese.
You know, I love Chinese.
I'm doing Chinese today, too. I'm doing dumplings today.
Oh, yum. Yeah. I love dumplings.
Yep.
Well, how about if I give you half of my satay beef today and fried rice for a couple of dumplings?
Oh, these are good dumplings, though.
I'm not going to give them all to you.
We will feast in about 20-something minutes' time because we have to get into this. We've got to do some movies. How's your week been very quickly, Mr. Lee? Because school holidays are now done. Kids are back at school.
Yeah, everything's back to normal-ish, which I actually really do miss the kids coming in. Because it's fun, you know, and seeing some kids, you know, over the last 2 weeks, seeing the kids, you know, so excited coming to the movies. Some were first time ever, so they were loving it. And they come out and the big smiles on their faces. They love my popcorn, which is awesome.
Of course they do.
Yeah, everyone loves the popcorn.
Extra salty.
Yes. Yes. So you drink more. yes.
You know what, Mr. Lee? I know this is very early, but... You deserve one of those.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well
thank
done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll come up on the show today. We're going to do some top fives, Mr. Lee, because you know, that's what we're going to do. We'll see what's doing well around the world. As always, a massive calendar for the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas. Get set for about half an hour of that. Good luck. As I always say, I run out of biro. And Mr. Lee, we're going to do some real news. This is where you really come into your own with this. Your own segment, Mr. Lee, where you give us the goss.
I'm actually excited that it's my own segment now. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I might hijack it down the track, but for now...
Well, look, I wouldn't expect anything else.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
So the first movie that opened this week is Roof Man. Now, this is a drama, and it's actually based on a true story about a guy who broke out of prison, and he lives in a Toys R Us building in the roof. And things go missing, things go, you know, and in the trailer you'll actually see, you know, something here. The manager actually accuses one of the employees for eating all the peanut M&Ms and he points to his belly and says, you know, you're not hiding anything there, are you? But anyway, it stars Channing Tatum, Kirsten Dunst and Peter Dinklage, and my favourite actress at the moment is Juno Temple because she was in Ted Lasso.
Yes. You're a big fan of that, weren't you?
I am, fan of it.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm so excited to watch this. So, yeah, should we have a listen to the trailer?
Let's do it.
We all like going back in time and imagining how things could have gone differently. Like, what if I made different choices? Would I have ended up here?
It's been 6 months and still no leads on the whereabouts of the escaped convict known as the Roof Man.
I was never very good at life.
Good morning, team. Oh, no, don't be scared.
Kind of like I was not good at hurting people.
Dwayne, get your coat. I don't have one.
Are you serious?
Here. It was a beautiful day. But I was good at seeing things. Sun beat down. Details. The radio systems and routines.
Hunt tonight for an escaped prisoner.
Find a safe place to hide for a few months.
He's a very smart individual, super intelligent.
You're just the man I want to see.
You like peanut M&Ms, right?
We're missing a lot. You have any idea why?
I just thought, they got to be hiding somewhere.
Boop. I wanted to invite you to my toy drive.
We sell toys here. We don't give them away.
Wow.
I would like to introduce you to someone who made a generous toy donation.
That's so kind of you.
So, John, I understand you work for the government.
So it's a little classified, so.
I never knew we had an intelligence unit here in Charlotte.
Oh, are you law enforcement?
Yes, I am.
Wow, that's amazing.
Police believe the Ruth man may still be in the area.
What the f- oh my god!
You got your passport.
You got to leave tonight.
I mean, can I just stay? Oh, how? I'll just lay low.
I need you to really think about who you talk to.
You just look like this all the time?
Tell me what's going on. Right now.
Who do you want to be, Jeff?
I need you to take the ink while I'm out.
If I do that, it'll blow up.
Not if you do it quick.
Oops.
Yeah, it's Ruth Man. And so Mr. Lee, the Ruth Man, Channing Tatum, Jeffrey, he falls in love with Lee, who is Kirsten Dunst. It's a bit of a love story, this one. It's a bit of a comedy, drama, a bit of romance.
And what he does is he actually steals the toys from Toys R Us to give them to the thing. And that's when she goes, oh, wow, what a nice guy donating all those toys.
Oh, well yeah. Played, well played. Yeah, and we love actually, we love Channing on this podcast, right? Oh, Channing's always, yeah. He's a friend of the show, Channing. So
he certainly yes. is. We'll get him on one day.
One day. We'll make a few calls and we'll see how we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd probably be don't call me back, but anyway, oh, yep.
You never know, Mr. Lee, never know if you're nice. I think he's a good guy. I think he'd answer our calls. I somehow I don't so. Think he'd, yeah, I think he would. We'll try, you know, we'll try it down the track, Mr. Lee. We'll get his number. Yeah, and with all the leaks going on at the moment, is anything possible that could happen? Who yeah, knows? Yeah, might appear on a website somewhere. Poor Albo. Okay, Mr. Lee, movie number two for this week, which is a must see. And you know this is my kind of movie, Black Phone 2.
It is. Yeah, look, did you watch the one that came out in 2022?
Yes, and it was freaky as hell.
Oh, like that phone just ringing. I remember seeing the trailer of that, and I watched the trailer of this as well, and I was like, yeah, this is too scary for me. Ethan Hawke's in it, Mason Thames, Madeleine McGraw, and it is all about Finn, who's now 17, and he has been struggling with life after being in captivity. But his sister now starts receiving calls in her dreams from a black phone.
We're going to scare the pants off you because we've got to listen to the trailer, Mr. Lee. Okay.
Well, I'm going to tune out.
All right. Good luck.
Hello, Finny. Did you think our story was over? Hell is different than you think. They take the best parts of you. What do you think happens when you die? It's time to find out.
What happened in that basement really changed it.
It took me a long time to find you. Finny. Vengeance is mine.
How the tables do turn.
Nothing burns like the cold. Dead is just a word.
You okay there, Mr. Lee? You look a bit pale.
No, I'm not. I'm not. That is scary stuff.
But you know what? We're due for horror. It's been a few weeks, so we need a good horror movie.
It has been a few weeks. Now, I'm sure if you enjoyed the first one, as you did, JT, I'm sure you're going to enjoy this.
Yeah, I think so. And as well, Mr. Lee, Mason Thames, who's a name that we're really starting to hear a bit more about, he's in going to be starring in a movie that we'll talk about a bit later on called Regretting You, which is this is the one that I can't wait to talk about a bit later on, Mr. Lee. Yes, I love my horrors, but I also love my tearjerkers. So,
I don't know. What I'm surprised, this is why I've got a surprised look on my face, is what you research? You did research?
Of course I did research. I do research all the time, Mr. Lee. I don't just read the auto cue, okay?
Oh, I'm shocked.
You can't do a podcast, Mr. Lee, without doing your research first, okay? So,
That's true. Yeah, I'm really impressed. Thank you.
So we'll talk more about Mason Thames a bit later on. In the meantime, Mr. Lee, let's talk about Night of the Zoopocalypse. Now, this is a great film for the whole family. It's an animation. David Harbour is one of the voices in this animated film.
Yeah, as well as Joshua Graham. But it's all about these zoo animals who live peacefully in the zoo, and all of a sudden an alien comes, and as soon as this thing touches an animal, they become a zombie zoo animal.
Well, we're going to play the trailer, Mr. Lee. You might need to go away for this one too, I think.
Let's go, sweetie. Come, come.
We're surrounded by all kind of dangerous creatures. Come on.
Dangerous? Really?
Sooner or later, something bad or worse is gonna happen.
I think something's not right.
Mesdames et messieurs, welcome to the Zoopocalypse!
Monsters have overrun the zoo.
It's more dangerous out here than I thought.
You're tall and ugly.
So you're gonna have to do things my way.
Seriously?
On my command!
Stop it, flea bag!
It has become some kind of gummy zombie!
Something further down the food chain, go first. You, big rodent.
Stop calling me rodent!
I know how we can save the whole zoo! We'll need help from the others.
What? We can't trust them. And we don't need them.
But what if the only way is working together?
Whoa! Gracie!
I'm drowning!
That's it, partner. Just a little closer.
You okay, Miss Lee? You look pale again.
mate, I actually really enjoyed that. That sounds like so much fun. The kids are going to love it.
Yeah, it does, which is great. So,
and adults too.
That's what I love about these movies is because there's good humor there for the adults too.
Yes. You know, correct.
So those one-liners that only the adults will get. So Night of the Zoopocalypse, it is a great family movie. But, Miss Lee, I think this is more up your alley, is National Theatre Live, Inter Alia. This is all over.
This is me. Mm. You got it in a nutshell. You must know me too well. It is a play, and it's all about Jessica Parks, who is a London Crown Court judge. She's trying to juggle life. She's trying to juggle, you know, her work. She's trying to, you know, make sure everything's been going really well. And unfortunately, may not end well for her because, you know, she can't hold a family together and, you know, things are going, because it is tough. You know, I know, you know, with me working and when the kids were little, it was really hard when you go work, come home, and the kids, you know, you've got to be on ball with them all the time. So it is a hard job.
Can you talk to me through the live element? Because this is national theatre, so how does this one work?
So this is actually recorded live at the theatre in London, and then they actually push it out into cinemas everywhere. So you're watching. It's like the Met Opera, how they capture it live is what we call it, and then play it on the big screen for people who obviously can't make it to London to watch National Theatre live. So this is the next way to see it.
So it's not live.
No, it's National Theatre Live is what they call it. It's captured live.
Sounds like a podcast. Okay.
We're live?
Of course we are. All right, do you want to run through the movies screen this week at the Forum 695, Mr. Lee, because there's a big list here.
Oh, there certainly is. We've got The Bad Guys 2, Demon Slayer, plus all those words after it, Downton Abbey, the grand finale, Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, Kangaroo, One Battle After Another, The Conjuring Last Rites, The Smashing Machine, The Travellers, Tron Errors, The Roses, Sketch. Check your local cinema website or box office for what's screening now.
God, it's a lot of movies. Jeez, you must have been working your pants off this week, Mr. Lee. You must have been been smoke coming out of your office doing all the scheduling for that. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. You weren't there.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
It was very unfair because you were there. You were there, right?
Okay. Can I just say, you know how you hassled me a few weeks ago about not being there for 5 days over the long weekend?
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, I got a phone call.
Did you really? Oh, no, I didn't get in trouble, did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, and I was It wasn't Andrew. Yeah. Was Andrew call you? Was that who
he was? Yeah, he did. He called me.
Oh,
yeah. And he said, how was the holiday? I went, great.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I was going to give Andrew a compliment and say thank you for coming down on him. Thank you very much. Well, I'll work a bit harder, Mr. Lee. That's all you've done. All right, let's do some top fives. We need to fire off this one, Mr. Lee. Because we're going to the UK first up for our fives.
I'm so excited because we were talking about National Theatre Live from London. So that's why I thought, let's go to London as well.
Well, that is not in the five. Actually, in the four, I should say. We only got four this week. Bit of a dud. Should change the opener, the top four. Number four is Lilo and Stitch. Of course you had to put that in there, didn't you? Good stuff, Mr. Lee. Number three is Freaky Friday. Are you okay?
Oh, you crack me up.
Number two is The Roses, and number one for the UK is Tron Errors. Oh, yes.
Well done.
That's pretty good. All right.
Well, let's see about Australia. Number five is Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie. Number four is Kangaroo. Number three is One Battle After Another. Number two is The Bad Guys 2. So we have a new number one. And it's Tron Errors.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah. Great top five for Oz, don't you reckon?
That is. That's a great one. And you can tell it's school holidays because there is three kids' movies in that. So, yeah.
Yeah. And great to see as well because it's a fantastic movie. Jared Leto, and we heard great things earlier in the week from Zane. So, yeah, that's definitely one to go and check out this week. That is your top five, which means it's now time for...
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
As always, I roll the red carpet out and let this guy do his thing. I hope he's got something good this week. Mr. Lee, what's happening?
I have. Well, I've got some great news that you're going to be excited about. Disney have confirmed there is a sequel in development with the original Alien co-writer, Walter Hill, which is great news. Weaver, who's in it, as you know, she's saying the first 50 pages, sensational.
Great.
So let's hope she's back in it. Let's hope. But yeah, so all those Alien fans out there, you have another movie coming. It's going to be a few years off yet. So probably 3-4 years off yet, but that's good news.
Well, we will be doing a Talking Flickster on it when it drops in about 4 years' time, okay? So if you want to go and see it, get your registrations in now, okay? and we'll come back to you in about 3 years. Okay.
That's too funny. The next bit of goss that I've got is Naomi Watts. She's just got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is very exciting. There were some big names there, including Edward Norton, Jack Black, and director Ryan Murphy. And that's very exciting because you know what? You know you've made it. If you've got a Hollywood star, you know you've made it.
But they've got to pay for their own star, don't they? Like, it's not, yeah, you know, it's not cheap, yeah, either. What was the price of one of these stars again?
Was it like $2,500-$3,000 or something?
I thought it was more than that. Sure.
Oh, I can't remember. It's a lot of money that the star actually has to pay for it. Yeah. And someone's got to nominate you as well. It's a whole thing. And you don't know where you're going to be either. So you might be not near the Chinese theater in Hollywood. You might be somewhere different. So, yeah, you're not guaranteed a spot that everyone will be walking by.
So a star, Mr. Lee, is about $85,000.
Oh, is it that much?
Yeah, far out. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, which is paid as a sponsorship fee. And the fee is not a purchase price, but rather a contribution that covers the creation, installation, and, of course, maintenance. That's very important to have somebody maintain your star. Well, that's what you want. You wouldn't want to be the only star that's just rusty and, you know, you want it looking good, wouldn't you? So, yeah.
Can you imagine how many stars are already in the ground? That's a lot of money that they've collected.
That's certainly a lot, yeah. So, they break
in. What if they have someone walking along there all the time?
They have to, just then tying them up and giving them a little paint and, yeah, so that's a bit. But you know what? Once you've got your star, it's pretty good. And let's be honest, Mr. Lee, $85,000 for some of these celebrities.
That's nothing.
It's pocket change, right?
Oh, it is. It's like buying a packet of, chips or something, popcorn.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not much at all.
And Naomi Watts, she can certainly afford it. And Mr. Lee, what's the lowdown on Ocean's 14? George Clooney, he's going to be in this one, which is great. He's back.
Yeah. Look, they have just confirmed the next chapter of Ocean's Heist franchise. I actually like these. These are fun. It's like the new Rat Pack, which I think when Ocean's 11 first came out, they were saying that they were the new Rat Pack. Of course, I'm talking about Julia Roberts, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, all back, which will be very exciting. So hopefully that'll be out in the next 2 to 3 years as well. So that'll be a good one to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. And J-Lo, now, I've got to say, I don't think J-Lo's ever – has she ever been in a musical before?
Look, I actually don't know. I was trying to find that out today. She's always played drama and always a serious type role. Like, I know Lady Gaga has, and she normally sings in the movies as well, but J-Lo, I don't know.
No.
So, yeah, she's going to be starring, and she's apparently singing 11 musical numbers out of in this movie called Kiss of the Spider Woman. Which is going to be very interesting because it's actually a political drama.
Like a bit of J-Lo music, Mr. Lee? A bit of Let's Get Loud?
Yeah. I like her earlier stuff. I don't know whether I'm a huge fan of her late stuff.
Yeah, no, I could see you doing that. Waiting for Tonight. Yeah, they're your kind of songs, I reckon. You know, bit of Jenny from the Block. That's you, Mr. Lee.
Yes.
You're all over
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of R&B, of course. So is that it, Mr. Lee? Are you wrapping up or
that's
you got
all.
More?
Yeah, that's it. So that's my week in news.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas.
Well, no doubt, Miss Lee, you're very parched from that. So would you like me to do the around the screens or would you? You recover while I do this. So as we go around the screens, the Odeon 5 in Orange, the Forum 6, Wagga and Tamworth. October 31 is the 50th screening anniversary of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Looking forward to that, getting out the good old time warp. November 7 to 9, Going Back to the Future, the 40th anniversary screening of that. November 16, Hamilton stage production. November 23 is the Met Opera La Bohème. Number 7 is Andre Rieu's 2025 Christmas concert, Merry Christmas. We look forward to that one every year. I know Mr. Lee certainly is. He's hanging to get himself some tickets. That's a Christmas present, which you'll sort out for me very soon, no doubt. And December 14, the National Theatre Live, we love these ones, that aren't really live, apparently.
Captured live.
Yes. Is the importance of being earnest. So that is what's happening across all three cinemas. In Wagga, Mr. Lee, on October 25, it's Farmer, the Bollywood movie. Yeah. Now that's in Hindi with English subtitles.
Yeah. Do you like your Bollywood movies?
I love them, yeah. The colour, the sound.
Dancing.
Yeah, dancing. I mean, I don't understand what they're saying, but I do appreciate the English subtitles. They're always good.
They are. Certainly, they are. They're good. And I think, you know, experiencing something that is overseas like that is a good thing to do.
Yeah, it certainly is. Certainly is. So that's what's happening at Wagga in Tamworth, where you are, Mr. Lee. October 23, got the girls' movie of Regretting You. Tickets on sale now, $20, and you also get a bit of wine with that too. So Grant Lee's being very generous. But just one wine.
Just one.
October 29, the seniors' movie and lunch, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, and also on the same day, a parent and toddler session, Night of the Zoopocalypse. Good on you, Mr. Lee. Well done. That's great.
Oh, thank you.
That they're doing that.
I think the kids will love it.
Because the kids can cry or run around the cinema or colour in the chairs and stuff if they want to, and it's all allowed, so that's good.
And you'll be there cleaning the chairs up. Thank you. That'll be awesome.
Sorry, I'm busy that day. And the only five in orange, of course, is the Orange Film Society's next film on October 26, which is The Thread. So that's what's happening around the screens. Mr. Lee, back to you to do some opening next week stuff.
Thank you. Now, next week, as you just said, that we're having a girls' night for Regretting You. This is a new one with Alison Williams and Mason Thames at USA. It's a nice little romantic drama, rom-dram.
Would you like to go and see this together, Mr. Lee? Because I think this is a must, don't you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. I think I could record you crying. Because I reckon there'll be tears.
Well, there might be. I need some tears. I need a good movie that's going to get me.
Yes.
And that's going to do it. So that's Regretting You. As you were saying, Mr. Lee, Springsteen.
Yeah, Deliver Me From Nowhere. Now, this is the new one. Jeremy Allen White and Paul Walter Hewson is in this one and is the story of Bruce Springsteen. And also, very exciting, after the huge, huge popular sessions of Demon Slayer, plus all those words after it, we're doing Chainsaw Man, the movie. Is it Resi Arc? Which is an anime movie. So I think that's going to go off. It's apparently very, very good. But I will tell you, JT, just so you're aware, there is strong blood and gore in it. But it is anime.
That rules me out. God. No, I'll be there. I love blood and gore. It's good. No, that rules you out. That's what it does.
Yeah,
it
rules me out. Yeah.
But again,
even if it is anime.
That's right. And I just enjoy sitting there trying to decipher what they're saying. And go, oh, that was good. That was good. Yeah. But you know what? Demon Slayer went off. That was huge.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I still can't believe. And we got it a little bit later than others, but this one is opening Australia wide on next Thursday. So we'll have it right there and then.
Yeah. And I suspect it will be one of the biggest movies of the year somewhere. It'll be inside our top, whatever it is we do. What are we doing? Top 50 or something? So, yeah.
I think we will for the interview. Yeah.
50 movies in half an hour. We'll be smashing through them, don't you worry. And that will be a bit later on in the year. Mr. Lee, it has come time for us to go. Unfortunately, we're done.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm hoping you're still up for going Harvey's with lunch though?
Yeah, we will. Yep.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, I had time to think. Yeah, that does actually sound pretty good. What's it called again?
Saturday beef.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Yeah, is it kind of rice?
It's a bit spicy.
A bit of rice?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's just okay. Boiled. Done. That's all. Yeah. I don't know. I love boiled rice and satay beef together. Fried rice is nice, but for satay, I like it just boiled.
Loves his fried rice. Loves his carbs.
I love Chinese.
Yeah, that's good. We do enjoy a good Chinese feed, you and I, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, and that's why I thought, you know what? I'm having Chinese. I'm so pleased you got dumplings.
Well, it'd be cool.
I must do that one day. I might have to get some.
Well, you're going
to
have some of mine, okay? So just calm down, Chachi.
And that's what I mean. Right, I'm going to get some. I'm going to have some of yours whether you want it or not.
It's okay, Mr. Lee. It's okay. calm down now. we'll get out of here. We are back at midday on... no, we're not here on Wednesday, are we? No. There's no Flicks next week.
We're going to be back next Friday.
Next Friday, yeah, midday. Yeah. And next Friday, Miss Lee, we're planning a new game.
Ooh, yeah. Exciting. I can't wait.
Play a new game. It is called...
Can you give anything? Yeah. Can you tell me anything about it? Because I know nothing about it.
No, I can. The game is called... Yeah. I can't remember what it's called now. All I know is it's a good game, okay? Yeah, I know. Okay. We've got a whole heap of games to play the next few weeks, so there's one game there. When I think about it, I'll tell you. I might remember it by next Friday. This is embarrassing.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to go now. See ya. We've got a bunch. All right. Catch you next Friday midday. Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.